Matt Sullivan here to remind you to stop putting screens on your gutters. Better to schedule a free estimate with the local experts at Gutter Helmet so you stay off the ladder. Visit gutterhelmetindy.com. With Gutter Helmet, you'll never clean your gutters again. gutterhelmetindy.com.
The Hammer and Nigel Show.
Those goofy bastards are just about the best thing I've got going in this crazy world.
93 WIPC.
Well, he finally did it. He announced his retirement, Tom Brady, retiring again for good. At least that's what he said. I remember like when Brett Favre did this like five times, right?
Said yeah, he went through a number of retirements. Yeah, Michael Jordan went through a few.
And I actually have not seen this video yet. So, I mean, describe the tone and the tenor of what we're about to hear. I mean, do you believe him, I guess, is what I'm asking you.
I think I do this time around. Now, if you remember the last time Tom Brady retired a year ago, before he had a chance to announce it himself, it got leaked out to like Adam Schefter or somebody, and he was ticked off that it got out there before he had a chance to do it himself. So he kind of addresses that in this video that he put on his Instagram.
Good morning, guys. I'll get to the point right away. I'm retiring for good. I know the process was a pretty big deal last time, so when I woke up this morning, I figured I'd just press record and let you guys know first. So I won't be long-winded. Like you only get one super emotional retirement essay, and I used mine up last year. So I really thank you guys so much to every single one of you for supporting me, my family, my friends, my teammates, my competitors. I could go on forever. There's too many. Thank you guys for allowing me to live my absolute dream. I wouldn't change a thing. Love you all.
Yeah, that sounded to me like he's retiring. He's getting choked up there at the end.
He was.
So the tone of that was very... maybe morose is the wrong word. Just very subdued,
right?
And sad.
Now, let's fast forward to the NFL season. Let's say it's October, November. We're getting close to the playoff push, and a star quarterback goes down on a really good team. Somebody calls Tom Brady. Do you think he entertains the phone call?
He'll entertain the phone call, sure. Whether or not he actually, commits is another thing. Altogether, I don't know. Hey, you know, the Colts are looking for a quarterback.
I think Tom Brady would rather stay retired than go to a rebuilding team right now. But if you're the 49ers or if you're somebody that's really a good quarterback away from winning a Super Bowl right now, like I wonder if he would entertain the phone call to come back. This was my favorite tweet of the day. It came from the Babylon Bee. Quote, Joe Biden promises to replace retiring quarterback Tom Brady with a woman of color. It's a little joke about the way the Supreme Court was handled. So what we like to do on this program, when someone hangs it up and they go away, we have a very emotional Sarah McLachlan style farewell.
Tom Shady Brady,
who
deflated balls and is somehow a hero, gets to play, and Colin Kaepernick, who never did anything but try to stick up for civil rights, can't even get on the field.
I will remember you.
I'm 45 years old, man. There's a lot of shit going on.
You know, everyone thinks we suck and, you know, can't win any games.
Don't let your love.
Hey, Rock, what kind of sleepwear are you sleeping in? It doesn't matter what kind of sleepwear you're sleeping in.
I'm outside of the car throwing up all over the place.
Tom Brady seems like the kind of man who doesn't know how to use a wrench.
Very emotional Sarah McLachlan style tribute for Tom Brady. Oh,
tearing up over here.
Now, Tom Brady's not the only one that's about to hang it up. James, can I get some mood music?
Yeah, it's a bummer. Ozzy Osbourne is hanging it up. He says he's done with touring for good. 74 years old. He injured himself, had a bunch of surgeries, and he's just not physically capable of going out on tour anymore. The only time I've ever seen him in concert was when he was with Black Sabbath in 2015.
How was that show?
Up in Noblesville. Phenomenal. Amazing. I loved everything about it. We had really good seats. And it was cool to see a rock and roll icon like Ozzy. But yeah, that's sad, man. I read his statement said something about he's figuring out ways to maybe make music, but not travel or not actually go to venues.
Doesn't want to tour anymore. Yeah, so. I mean, he's just getting too damn old to tour. So since we've already done a Sarah McLachlan style tribute,
right?
Let's go down a different road with Ozzy tributes. I know how we like cover songs on this show. So Nige, tell me if this does anything for you. Here's Carrie Underwood doing "Mama, I'm Coming Home" from Ozzy. Nigel looks sick.
I mean, Carrie Underwood's a great singer. Don't get me wrong, she's talented, but that you can't get better than Ozzy's version
right.
at all.
All right.
Love that song, by the way, from Ozzy.
So in addition to covers, we also like mashups. Here's a little mashup of Crazy Train with Earth, Wind, and Fire's September. I like this better already.
Crazy.
I think we like this a little bit better than the Carrie Underwood.
Sure.
Cover.
Sure.
And last but certainly not least, as a Cubs fan, we could not talk about Ozzy without his fantastic version of Take Me Out to the Ball Game at Wrigley Field.
Let's go out to the ball game. Let's go out to the game.
What was that?
Take me in.
Osborne, it's the Hammer and Nigel Show.